I can move any mountain. 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 I can move any mountain.
To Radio Clash, this is 148 and it's the Odds and Sods part 2. Oh yes, lots of things that just describe the MISC, I think.
Tonight. The stars are aligning, the plan is colliding, the plan is arriving, the sheets of their smile, and the fear is upon us, the skies. I don't wanna feel fair. Rims are gone. There's no chill. Dream tomorrow is driving me crazy. This war is my lady. We bomb all our babies. And God is amazing. The tick of the time, of the slip, of the rhyme, of the pimp, and the rise of your balls that you'll find the hit.
Death is on the tip of her tongue, and danger's at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire tonight. Death is on the tip of her tongue, and danger's at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire tonight.
Disease, the virus is spreading in all directions. No safe zone, no cure and no protection. No symptoms to find the signs of an infection. No vaccines, remedies and no corrections. Quarantine your dreams and sell off all connections. Don't let them in, not a friend, not a reflection. Everybody's got it and want you to have it next in. Don't accept them if you wanna stay as an exception. No pill can heal the ill of this sickness. Some are still in doubt of its existence. Some call it forgiveness and some call it the vengeance. Some say it's an exit and some say it's an entrance. The poor say the rich have the cure. The rich say the poor are the source. Revolutionary say a psychological war invented by the press just to have something to report. Some say the first case came from a maternity ward. Some say a morgue. Some say the skies. Some say the floors. Poor say the nuns. None say the whores. And everybody is sure. The scientists say it only infects the mind. The little boy said it only infects the girls. The preacher man said it's gonna kill off the soul. A bum said it's gonna kill the whole wide world.
Death is on the tip of her tongue, and dangers at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire tonight. Death is on the tip of her tongue, and dangers at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire tonight.
Believe, so say the neon signs by the loudspeakers, repeating that everything is fine. A subtle silence to demolish a troubled conscience of a populace with no knowledge and every freedom denied. Every dream is designed and broadcasted from the masses to the masses, from the antennas on top of the shrines. But spying and receiving and planning during the panic is shorted. It reports back everything in your mind. Everything is lying, everything is dying. Everything is a rule, everything is a crime. Everything was here, then everything rewind. A new weather burn the feathers off everything shine.
She loves it.
The sadness, the madness, the bad shit, the lavish, the fastness, the clashes, the ashes, the ashes, everything intertwined. My femme fatale, my darling fraudulent angel. Once caught her changing the batteries in a halo. Receipt for wings and everything that she paid for. And the address to the factory where they made those. The scientist says she's all inside my mind. The little boy said what happened to all the girls. The preacher man says she's gonna kill off her soul. The dope boy said it's the whole wide world.
Death is on the tip of her tongue, and danger's at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire tonight. Death is on the tip of her tongue, and danger's at the tip of her fingers. Streets are on fire.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 148, the Odds and Sods Part 2 show, or Odds and Sods Number 2. And that was the brilliant Lupe Fiasco with Streets on Fire, which is from the Cool album, which I've been meaning to play since I got it through various means last year, and I didn't actually realise it hadn't actually been released until the start of this year in the UK. You see, the America got it back in November or December, which is really annoying. I kind of just slipped out. I didn't really know it was coming out, and that sounds dodgy. I loved the last one, Food and Liquor, so that's a really, really good album, well worth checking out. I know, I think it's, Superstar went number one here, or certainly top three, and it was a bit like, oh, suddenly it arrives, suddenly the single's out and suddenly the album's out, and it's all very good. And then before that, from the brilliant Ritalin Ruckus album, that's a little track called Rush Any Mountain, which is of course The Shaman, versus another track which I recognise, but it confounds me. Is it Ramsey Lewis? It's a really old it's an old jazz track that tends to be used as an alternative to the Woo Yeah Break, but I can't remember which one it is. So that's DJ Pantshead and the Evolution Control Committee. And hello, Mark, if you're listening. And that's going to be coming out soon. But I got a preview copy from Mark, so I'm very happy about that. And you'll hear some of that shortly. What have I been up to? Not much, really. I've been having a week off, a week away from the wonders of Shenfield, and doing the rave shows. Number two is finished and will be released after this. I'll sort of have a little break between them. And so that's probably your fill of rave for the rest of your life, probably rave, hardcore, and extreme breakbeat. And what else have I been doing? Not much else, really. Just chilling out. Oh, making music. I've started making music again. My fingers are bloody sore because I've been playing guitar for the first time in about, let me think, about 12 years, 13 years, something like that. I wasn't good to begin with, but I used to write my own tracks and did about 3 or 4 tracks on my 4-track. Well, many more than that, actually, but 3 or 4 finished ones, which you will never hear because they've got me singing on them. It's very embarrassing. I'm using Justine. I'll have to text Kirk and say I've been pounding on Justine all night. And now my fingers are sore. I will do that because it's Justine, his guitar, named after Justine Frischmann of Atlantica, which I've been borrowing for the last 3 or 4 years and haven't used, so I'm feeling a bit guilty. So I was learning all the major chords, and anyone who's played a guitar, F major chord is a bastard, I hate it. I can't do those barre chords at all, or bar chords, or however you pronounce it. And my dad will probably tell me. And also been using Renoise. I come from the tracker side of things, and so the likes of Venetian Snares, CFAX, and apparently Calvin Harris use these things called trackers, which are vertical scrolling. They're sort of the old type of music package before, well, it's probably before the sequencer, or, you know, sort of pretty early on. Someone whistling. Very strange people whistling. Unless it's just my mind. that'd be great. So, yeah, I've been getting into that again. I used to use Octomed way, way back in the day, from about 1990, and I love Renoise. I've actually just bought it. It's very good. You can do VST. You can do VST sort of instruments. You can do all kinds of fun things. You can record with it now, and you can, as I found out, you can do talkbox and vocoder. So it's going to be a lot of fun there. So I've been downloading lots of samples and written one rough track, which is too rough to play anywhere. And I've written another one, and I was doing some guitar chords for another one, and trying to get the hang of guitar work again, and using my little, I have a Marvin. You remember Marvin I used to do my podcasting on? Well, it also does guitar effects, so which I've never really used. So I was playing with those last night, and I say I've got very sore fingers, luckily on my left hand, because I'm DJing at the Parkade tonight, and I'm looking forward to that. So, on to the music. We're going to play some more from the Ritalin Ruckus album. I must say, I really recommend this. I think it's going to be released via Illegal Art, which I think you have to buy credits to download. It's well worth getting. It is a very appropriate name, because Ritalin is for treating children with ADD, and it is like that. It's just like, if you obviously, I don't know if it's inspired by the likes of Girl Talk, but certainly has a lot of those feels, but some really funny and some very good bits on it. So here's Wild Fifth, Rock Me Amaldeus, from that aforesaid album.
I think I want to have your baby.
That's the sound that I want it. That's the sound that I want it. That's the sound that I want it. That's the sound that I need. That's the sound that I want it. That's the sound that I need.
Which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is minstrel, the whole drill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there, to both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached them here. Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the dokes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rose, pockets full of posies, given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that wall till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and Vicious, nigga. Nigga song for the bitches, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by, cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon, to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon.
or lying in the desert. I'm flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like dialing on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn. Hey. Snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. Sleep. You've been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them wanna do right, Lou. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. I'll tell you what you should do.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless. Like Ichabod Crane is, or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless. With no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace, Steph. And I ain't use my headrest, yeah. They said they need proof like a vest less chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest. Who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even Scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leagues. My snorkel is a tuba, looter, ruler around these seas. West side beside him, west side beside him. Chest high and rising, almost touching the knees of stewardess in the pilot. Lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices. Tricks falling out of my sleeves. David Blaine, make it rain. You make a boat, I make a plane. Then I pull the plug and I make it drain.
Hey.
Until I feel like flowing and filling it up again.
Hey.
West side.
Putting me to sleep, nigga. That's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga. You ain't winning no awards, nigga. Robots and skateboards, nigga. GQ Man of the Year, G. Shit ain't rocking over here, B. Won't you talk about your cars, nigga? And what the fuck is Goyard, nigga? Make it rain for the chicks. Pour champagne on a bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
How can I get on a song with you?
Look, B, here's my man, my two-way.
Hey.
What's out right here? Take this. Look at that right there. Fuck my boy's talking about, nigga.
Hey,
nigga, you hot to me. I like you.
SG, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb, dude.
Stick 'em, ha ha ha, stick 'em. Gonna run the beat, myself, best fucking be known.
This is just a sample of what they've done to you and me. Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But they don't want me anymore, cause I threw it on the floor. They used to call me sweet thing, but I'm nobody's plaything. And now that I am different, they'd love to bust my head. They'd love to see me cop out, they'd love to see me dead. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
But the living that is owed to me, I'm never gonna get. They've buggered this whole world up to their necks in debt. They give you a lobotomy for something you ain't done. They'll make you an epitome of everything that's wrong. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of of course they fucking do.
But they don't take any notice of what the public think. They're so hyped up with TV, they just don't wanna think. They'll use you as a target for demands and for advice. And when you don't wanna hear it, they'll say you're full of vice. But do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they do, of course they do.
Do they owe us a living?
Of course they fucking do.
This Rhyme Fest right here, on the Michael Jackson dedication album, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for the new album, El Che, in stores this spring, summer, whenever J Records get that thing together. Look, we're gonna do a little something like this though. We're gonna sit back and relax to the old school tracks. You remember your first love, the first car you ever got, your girl's first hug. It's a lot of things in life to be the first of. As far as rap go this year, I'll be the first up. But Michael Jackson was the first to sell 50 mil. 7 number ones on one album is pretty ill. I was the first to get a Grammy for my record out and sell 100-something thousand off of word of mouth. But Michael Jackson was the first to moonwalk on earth and buy a Beatles catalog. Imagine what that's worth. I was the first rapper to ever found British Airs and meet with members of parliament on hip-hop affairs. Then Michael snapped when he got knighted by the queen. Okay, Mike, this time you win. Keep doing your thing. To the, yeah, yeah, to the sun come up, to the sun come up, to the moon come down. Just messing around. To the, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mayweather, come on, where you at?
Can't help it if I wanted to. I wouldn't help it. Even if I could, I can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it.
No,
I can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. Even if I could, I can't help it. If I wanted to, I can't help it.
They're
the same Indiana roots, speaking of birthplace. And thanks to my mom's off the wall, my first take. Now, I think I'm bad in the leather and good jeans, but as a shorty, thriller gave me bad dreams. From imitating moves and singing to Billie Jean, to getting older and experience what it means. And I remember watching Moonwalk so many times, to get smooth, criminal lean, I broke the rewind. Word, and now we back to beat jackets and high tops. And Mike, you still on your toes like loafers and white socks. And anybody black or white can name songs, cause we still won't rock with you.
Break it down, to the break of dawn, to the sun go up, and the moon go down. I'm just messing around with the Michael sound. To the, yeah, yeah, to the, Dame Mayweather one.
I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. Even if I could, I can't help it, if I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, no.
That was Break of Dawn by Rhymefest, featuring Daniel Merriweather and Alpha. And that's from the Man in the Mirror mixtape album by Mark Ronson, which is very good. It's very funny as well, the way they managed to mix up interviews to people, interviews with Michael Jackson and interviews with them. So they're pretending to that he's in on the project, obviously isn't. Then before that, from the 12 Club Crass Songs LP, that's Jeffrey Lewis with Do They Owe Us a Living. Of course they fucking do. Brilliant, brilliant Crass song, and also very, very good kind of acoustic cover, which I have to thank Tim E. Bear for that one. And then before that, from the Ritalin Ruckus LP, was The Fat Muppets by DJ Pantshead and the ECC. Then before that, Dumb It Down by, featuring Gemstones and Graham Burris by Lupe Fiasco from The Cool. Yeah, no, sorry. And that's the last of the Lupe Fiasco tracks. And then, of course, Rock Me Almendez and Wild Fifth from the aforementioned Ritalin Ruckus LP. So, well, some of you who have been reading the blogs probably know that I was judging the Crate Digger Deathmatch, which is how I got talking to ECC, from Mark from ECC, because he was taking part in it. And I wanted to play a couple of tracks from them, but I asked permission from various people, but it seems to be fine. It was a lot of fun judging. There was 7 people in the end, and the person who won was Deform. My personal favourite was Snake Eyes, but I think it went to a sort of public vote on one of the tracks, and then the four of us judged on the tracks ourselves. So it's kind of, it wasn't my decision totally, but the D4 was in my top three, and I think it was something like I placed it. There was sort of Snake Eyes, ECC, and Deform. I think was my top three, but the quality was very good. If you don't remember from what I said in previous shows about the Crate Digger Death Match, the idea is you have 12 hours to create. I think you have is it 12 hours to create six tracks that have to be over 2 minutes each, and you can only do that from getting things from charity shops. So you can get CDs and records or toys or whatever you want to use, but it's quite a challenge to, I mean, I'm trying to write stuff for a possible album, and I was thinking of doing the monthly RPM challenge, which is the doing an album in the month of February, but I don't think I'm going to do that because really I'm not that musical, and it's not easy for me to do that. I'm not so respect if people do it in 12 hours. It was supposed to be 12 people, but five of them dropped out because it is quite difficult to do. But the quality was very high. And so here's a track from the aforementioned Snake Eyes release, which is called True Tales. Good, it is tagged. And this is The Princess.
She sneaked into the bedchamber where the princess was going to spend the night. She took the mattress off the princess's bed, and on the flooring of the bedstead she carefully laid a tiny little pea. We'll be right back.
Das muss halt. Komm, ja. Los!
Bravo, Ursula!
Und
das ja ich. Bravo, also gut. Ursula! Ja ich.
Und
also gut. Ja ich. Bravo, also gut. Ja ich. Also, ja ich. Bravo, Ursula!
Komm, los! Gib mir die Hand. Hm?
around inside my own head. Now, that may sound silly to you, but it's been very, very helpful to me. Let me show you how it's done, in case you want to try it. Now, first I have to close my eyes. And then I go through certain mental configurations. And by this means, I can dissolve through the outer epidermal layer, like this. And several other layers here. There. Now, when you first come to the brain, you have to pass through the medulla oblongata. That's where things like breathing and the heartbeat and glands are controlled. It's kind of like plumbing. It's not very interesting. But if you keep going, you cross into the cerebrum, and that's where all your thoughts are. You know, when I first came to my cerebrum here, there were thoughts scattered all over. That place was a mess. Old mathematical formula, bits of poetry, and telephone numbers were all mixed up together. It was terrible. Over the years, I've been able to organize. Now, in this part of my brain, for instance, I keep thoughts about my family. There goes some family thoughts. That's a great family. There's my wife, parents, my Uncle Ray. There goes Cousin Barbara. My nephew Evan, Uncle Charlie. Oh, Uncle Charlie. We can't stand each other. I've been meaning to refile him under enemies. Now, those are some of my family thoughts now. On the other hand, over here, in this part of my brain, I've got my scientific thoughts. Mathematics, physics, thoughts on astronomy. But to tell you the truth, I never was very good at science. Anyway, I think you get the idea. Say, now that we're here, let me show you some of my good thoughts. I have a special section of extra good thoughts that I'm very proud of. They're right over here. Oh, yeah. Lovely. That's a nice thought. Isn't that beautiful? Of course, I've got some evil thoughts, too. I guess everybody does. Hey, you want to see my evil thoughts? I keep them over here, in this part of my brain. They're greedy thoughts. Gluttony. Hate. Lust. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go into something nicer. I've got a great collection of personal memories. They're right over this way. And oh, I almost forgot. To get to that part of my mind, we have to pass through another area. My fears. It's a little scary, but we'll go fast, okay? I think you can see how organizing your brain like this can be very helpful. We're getting to the fears. I hate this part. Oh, boy. Gee, oh, spiders, man. I hate spiders. That one really gets me. Oh, brother. I wish we could get rid of that one. I'm glad that's over with. At least there's an advantage to lumping all your fears together so they don't get mixed up with other things. Anyway, here we are in my personal memories. There, that's the house I grew up in. Oh, there goes Mary Lou, my first girlfriend. And here's a circus I saw as a kid. Oh, that's a little fear. I must have gotten out of place somehow. I'm sorry about that. But here's a cottage where we spent summers. We'll mix up there. There's the high school when I was... Oh, boy. Now, something's going wrong here. No, what's that? No. This is all wrong. It's not supposed to... Oh, no. I'm out of control here. No. I gotta get out of here. I wonder if it would help if I file things alphabetically.
these heroes have run before me, now dead upon the flesh piles see, waiting for their promised resurrection. There is none, nothing but the mark of crown or cross in stone upon these graves. Promise of the ribbon was all it took, or only the strap would leave its mark upon these slaves. Princes and queens, out from your churches, you clergy, you Christs. I'll neither live nor die for your dreams. I'll make no subscription to your paradise. I'll make no subscription to your paradise.
Just looking at the explosion that was underlined to the principles, but that could only happen with the ascent of the devil.
What fled to thrust into this flesh? Red bandage, mob in air flowing death.
The conflict grew steadily. There's no common ground between the national aspirations
of art. Taken aside, they were pointed away. For God, queen, and country, now in silence they lie.
Will the tribe recolonize?
They ran beside these masters, children of sorrow. As slaves to that trilogy, they had no future.
In this country, from all walks of life, all people are having to deal with this.
They believed in democracy, freedom of speech, yet dead on the flesh miles. I hear no breath, I hear no hope, no whisper of faith. Those who have died for some other's privilege.
Suddenly the war was going to be for conquest. Early March passed this piece of class legislation. There will be some foreign soldiers releasing an agreement to get them out of another war.
Out from your palaces, princes and queens. Out from your churches, you clergy, you Christs. I'll neither live nor die for your dreams. I'll make no subscription to your paradise. Subscription to your paradise.
The markets in a minute almost reversed in terms of the kind of values that this passed. So that was the spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
I'll make no subscription to your paradise.
Let's not change it. Let's keep slavery and keep the old order. I don't think that the government doesn't want to be seen to be showing any weakness at all.
I'll make no subscription to your paradise.
Yes,
thank you.
Could we ever bring them back? Back, bring them back.
And the first time I really got what he was doing was God only knows.
They hold each other's hands. They walk without a sound. Down forgotten streets, their shadows kiss the ground. Their footsteps sing a song that's ended before it's begun. They walk without a sound. The desperate ones. Just like the tiptoe moth, they dance before the flame. They burn their hearts so much that death is just a name. And if love calls again, so foolishly they run, 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 and they run without a sound. I know the road they're on. I've walked their crooked mile 100 times or more. I drank their cup of bile. They watch their dreams go down behind the setting sun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They walk without a sound. The desperate ones. Let he who threw the stone at them stand up and take a bow. He knows the verb to love, but he'll never, never, never know how. On the bridge of Nevermore, they disappear one by one. Disappear without a sound. And underneath the bridge, the water's sweet and deep. This is that journey's end, the land of endless sleep. They cry to us for help. We think it's all in fun. We think it's all in fun. We think it's all in fun. They cry, they cry, they cry, they cry without a sound. They disappear without a sound. They walk without a sound. Nice. Disappear without a sound. Without a sound. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The desperate ones.
Around with the hungry bear, grab a tiger by its tail, but baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no,
never stand deep emotions, lest you enjoy big explosions. When you say the words, I love you. Just be sure its word is true, but baby, don't fuck around with love.
No, no, no. Take a little advice from me. Play around with TNT. Mess around with a hungry bear. Grab a tiger by the hair. When you say the words I love you, be sure each word is true, but don't fuck around with love.
No, 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 don't do it.
Take a little advice from me.
Play around.
Play around with TNT.
Look out for that bear.
Mess around with a hungry bear.
Or slap you down.
Grab a tiger by the hand.
When you say
I love you,
I love you.
Be sure each word is true.
But don't
was the excellent Blenders with Don't Fuck Around With Love. Have you heard the word fuck sung so beautifully? Just like R. Kelly with his spatula. And then that's from Lux and Ivy's Favourites Volume 1. Who are Lux and Ivy? I think they're American radio hosts or do a radio show. But a bit like Dr. Demento, they tend to collect kind of ephemera and sort of early 50s, 60s novelty records or different records. I don't know where or when that was recorded for, because of course it would be difficult to sell. And then before that was Nina Simone, cover of the Jack Sprell classic. I don't know if it's classic, but certainly it's a Jack Sprell song, The Desperate Ones. I love the way she sings that. It's kind of, it's a very sad song, and quite a heavy song, but the way she sings the boo 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 in the background makes me laugh, so it's kind of an interesting one. Then before that, Bullion with his remix of Caroline No from Pet Sounds in the Key of D. Then before that, Amina, otherwise known as the string section, or the female string section of Sigurus with Rukla from Kerr. And then before that, someone who is very, very underrated and very, very under-respected. It's Raymond Scott with Ripples. I mean, under-respected, I mean, yes, he's well known in the jazz scene, but for his electronic music as part of the Manhattan Research Inc. And that was part of a soundtrack to a film. And some really beautiful bits in there. And you think, if during that you were thinking, that sounds a bit like Kraftwerk. Yes. Only happens to be about over 20 years before them, so he was experimenting a lot with basically building whole machines, including Electronium, as name checked in Cindy Electronium, and various other machines, having to build them from scratch. There was nothing there. So he deserves a lot more respect. I think it's because a lot of stuff he did was for adverts, and also he has the jazz side. But he was using a lot of electronics for adverts, and also working with an early Jim Henson, which I'll mention in a second. Then before that was Hon Yod, I assume that's how you pronounce it, by Sigur Rós, from their Von LP. Then before that, another one from Jeffrey Lewis, that was Demonkrats. That's in honour of the sort of democratic Super Tuesday and all of that has been going on, and those in the States that are trying to, an enviable task of choosing between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Yes, as Bill Hicks always said, two puppets, one person. Right. Rather you than me. Then before that, as I mentioned before, Limbo, The Unorganized Mind by Raymond Scott, and that apparently features a young Jim Henson. Although I don't know if he's doing the voiceover or playing a very silent triangle in the background. I don't know. That's according to the Raymond Scott website. It's a very good double CD, Manhattan Research CD 1 and 2, which I must get a proper copy of. And it's well worth listening to. A lot of it reminds me of Rave, interestingly. A lot of the tracks like Bassline Generator, just to the different sounds coming in and the way he's using sort of either sort of detuning or, you know, obviously can't even tune it in, but sort of these weird sort of stabs of sound. It sounds very similar to Rave. Then before that, from the Great Digger Deathmatch, that's Bomar with It's the Queen of Darkness, Pal. Then before that was RFD Ragoon by The Forbidden Five, which again is another track from Lux and Ivy's Favourites Volume 1. Then Portofino, which is another track by Raymond Scott. I love that. It sounds very, it's kind of dated, but very sweet. And then before that was Ursula Fartsky by People Like Us. That's from Recyclopedia Britannica. And again, you can get that from Vicky's website for free. I recommend it. Then before that was another couple of tracks from the Great Digger Deathmatch. It's true, they have Escalators by Deform, who went on to win it. I like that because it's kind of it's very modern. It's very kind of sort of trip hop, DJ Shadow style-y with that. And then before that, the Princess with Snake Eyes from His True Tales. So we've reached the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sort of about to go preparing for the reopening of the Parkade. It's been closed for nearly 2 months, and so that's going to be fun. I might record it, so you might get to hear that, and you might not. Not sure why I should be so good to you people in recording these things. You should turn up. I hope you're all well. I'm going to play out on two tracks. Another one from Snake Eyes, which is one he ended his sort of mini CD album. It's called The Fire. And then another last little one from DJ Pantshead and Evolution Control Committee, and it smells like art. So I'll speak to you soon.
If you think by this that the terrible curse of the evil Jack in the Box was now removed, you are greatly mistaken. Sad to say, the little boy no longer loved the little tin soldier because, well, now his paint was chipped and tarnished, and so he threw him into the fireplace. And there the little soldier lay as the flames crackled and roared all around. Next morning, when the cleaning woman came to take the ashes of the fire away, she found a small piece of melted tin.
It was in the form of a perfect little heart.
Ha 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 ha.